tonight, was there any thought at all that, you know, this could have been your last game with the Lakers?
I'm not going to answer that.
NBA Strayer, how are you going? There you go, and I hope you're all right. You should be. It is Tuesday, April 30, and I'm your host, James Clements. I'm the host of the AFL Today Show, the official Supercoach podcast for AFL as well. You can also see me on Fox Sports Lab NBA. All the good stuff. Here in Larry Armour Studios, breaking down...
The Lakers stink!
And they got bounced. Love a good gentleman's sweep. Phoenix are having a sook. We had some all, and like the Thunder through the first round. Giddy up! We're going to break down today's games in the NBA Straight Game Wraps. We've got that's on the night, four mate, no mate, spud of the night, better than Lonzo Ball, this and me and ours, the unpopular opinion of the day, and Outback Take House. We're serving up a flame grill take. There is an Andrew Gaze Great Mum Award for outstanding achievement in the field of excellence. And I'll tell you what, we'll pick and preview the games tomorrow, which look super, super fun. They really do. It's going to be awesome. Trust me. Would I ever lie to you? Of course not. So that'll be fun. So let's bloody well get into it, shall we? This is what, episode 1086 of NBA Strayer? Sure. Let's go!
G'day, this is Andrew Gaze, and you're listening and watching NBA Strayer.
Watch out for the Shaq attack!
Yeah, you better. Better watch out for the attack of both Chuck and Shaq. When you're calling for calling timeouts to then challenge a call and not getting a timeout back, apparently... because you've called a timeout. You only have one timeout remaining. Sucked in? Yeah, it's a weird one. Anyway, let's get into it. Let's start today's show the way we start every show here at NBA Australia with a daily. I believe it's some sort of whip around. There we go. So the Lakers get bounced today. Gentlemen sweep. LeBron's like, hey, I'm not going to answer that question about whether or not he sees himself on the Lakers next year. Pretty interesting. Is it, Jim? Is it? Yes, it is. Also, Anthony Davis, I don't know, got hurt a million times. What a surprise there. But in terms of other injury news, Chris Finch, how was that one? So we talked about this one yesterday. The torn patella tendon, it is absolute chaos. And it's like, what happens for this Wolves team? Because now they have to take on Denver, which is A, an awesome matchup. B, a bit tricky if your coach has done his knee. And he's sitting there going, geez, I'm high on pain pills. Hanging out. Just goofy grin on the sideline. Like, doobity-boop-boop-boop-boop-boop-boop-boop-boop. But yes, a ruptured patella tendon in his right knee. Absolutely brutal. So in terms of his recovery, it's very much like they're kind of like, well, he's going to get sort of checked out. We're going to sort of see how we go, and we're going to hope for the best. Good luck, Wolves. It's absolute chaos. I kind of love it, but it's a pretty rough one. Jamal Murray hit the game winner today over the Lakers to send them off to LeBron Cancun. Le Cancun? There you go. Wasn't going to play. He had like a calf strain. And Ali LaForce reported beforehand that it was basically Michael Malone was basically saying, look, Jamal is a very difficult person to say no to. He's the biggest competitor on the team. Jamal overrode the athletic trainers and the coaching staff to play just as well he did because he had a million points and hit the game winner. It's pretty good. Pretty good. We've got Windy out there saying that some star player is going to go, oh, what's going on there in San Antonio? I want to go play with that guy, eh? Who could that be? LeBron? Paul George? James Harden? Steph Curry, question mark. But yeah, also, so we've got the Lakers being bounced today. We had the Suns being bounced as well yesterday, and the Pelicans got bounced. So we've got three teams all out west where you're like, ah, so their seasons are done. And there are 1 million question marks floating around. Darvin Ham sounded like a dead man walking in his post-game conference. He's like, yeah, it's been a hell of a 2 years. because I don't think I'm getting a third. D'Lo's probably already packed his bags. He's like, yeah, look, the house is packed up. It's like, D'Angelo, like, it's April. And he's like, well, I mean, just trying to get ahead of the curve, bro. And the Suns, literally as soon as that game finished, I feel like Shams and co. had, like, the articles ready to go that just lambasted Frank Vogel. It's like Brad Beal guy, yeah, look, yeah, nah, Coach and I are good. There's nothing there. It looked bad, yeah. There's nothing towards Coach, though. It's like, bullshit. And there was basically a massive article in The Athletic saying about how KD hated his role in the offense next to Booker and Beal. He's like, yep, this is bullshit. I was underutilized. I was standing in the corner. And you're like, oh, I don't know. Were you? Just imagine if your team had a point guard. I feel like that'd be slightly different. And there was also just like the Frank Vogel slander, which is why he's going to be old mate no mates in a second. It's like he was yelling and having a crack at all the players and I was trying not to laugh. And you're like, all right. I love a good unnamed sources after the season has just come to an abrupt halt. That is the best type of article. Like top three type of articles all time. It's like, oh yeah, it was fucked from day one, mate. The other one is like the agent leaking all this sort of stuff directly to where the player wants to go. So yeah, he's got a list. Where'd you get the list? Definitely not his agent. Amazing. And the other one's to do with tampering. Anyway, the crazy part was in the Suns, this series, in that loss to the Wolves, they were a minus 51, Booker, Durant, and Beal on the floor at the same time. That is crazy. Anyway. Cool stuff. Let's do some game wraps from today, though. Game wraps, game wraps, game wraps! That's right, game wraps, 102-88. Boston kicked the crap out of Miami. The amazing part was they lose the Extreme Zinger Meal.
Extreme Zinger Meal.
Do Boston quite early, and it turned into the Derek White Show, and they needed the Derek White Show. What was it, 22 first half points? He was crushing it. Because this was definitely a game they could have lost. And then it wasn't. Like, they got up big early. Miami sort of got on a little bit of a run at the end of that first quarter. But then Derek White, they scored 12 points in the second quarter, did Miami. So they had 36 in the first half. And you're like, yeah, I feel like Jimmy Butler is just, he seems pretty important. Especially when There Goes My Tyler Hero is just bricking it up. But Derek White saving this Celtics team in this game was pretty funny. I mean, they win by 14. Played him to like a pretty handy standstill across that second and third quarter. It was just an ass kicking from then on. The Heat fans were just like, yeah, this sucks. I'm out. And like at that point, I do love the in-arena like announcers and stuff just trying to get that fan base sort of up and about. And like every fan there is like, nah. We're going down 3-1 and this is shit. It was pretty funny. Anyway, Bam got called for a flagrant foul for jumping into Tatum after the whistle. Tatum rolls his ankle. It comes after the Extreme Zinger Meal was a supercharged Zinger Burger.
Supercharged Zinger Burger.
And rolled both of his ankles. I think it was his left. Was it his left first and then his right? But yeah, leaves with the right one, I think it was. And yeah, looked bad. It's a tough one for the Celtics if he's gone. But because they're in that sort of, what, 1-4 bracket, the 4-5 series, I mean, who knows what's going to happen in Cleveland, Orlando, right? Like, it's just, that one's chaos. So Boston, just get the job done against the Heat and then sort of sit back and relax for a couple more days. Maybe get the zinger back halfway through the next series. We'll see how it is. But the Tatum one's obviously way more concerning. But it was a weird situation. Like, we've seen Joey Muzz. Oh, fucking love you, bro. Joey Muzz, like, trying to block shots after the whistle has been blown. Bam was doing the same thing because Tatum was just, like, launching a practice shot and then fell into him. And, like, this seems egregious. And you had, like, Derek White and Tatum laying on the ground next to each other having a sook. Anyway, the Heat, look, they shot 40% from the floor. They went 9 of 23 from downtown. Caleb Martin looked like he was going to do a bit of a Caleb Martin. He had 4 of 8 from downtown. He had 18 and 5. Bam had 25, 17 and 5 because he's a weapon. He hit his first playoff three, which I loved, 1 of 3 from downtown. He was, like, fucking hunting it as well. But there goes my Tyler Hero shot. A pretty rough 8 of 17, 2 of 6 from 3, 19, 4 and 4, but with 5 turnovers. And you're like, yeah, this is the limitation of the Tyler Hero experience, right? So, hey, Tyler, run out stuff against a good team. He's like, oh, I'll try. Jaime Jaquez had 9 points of 4 of 10 shooting. Jovic, MIA, Tough one. He had a good series up until this one. He had 3 points. He hit a really nice shot, but he only played the 16 minutes. Only had the 3 points. Tell you what, Patty Mills was good. He actually got out there, spoke got his head out his ass, and was like, fuck, we've got Patty Mills. I should play him. He's good. Patty goes, yeah. Ah, 9 points. He was unreal. Unfortunately, the rest of the bench was shithouse. Kevin Love did nothing in his 6 minutes. He had like 0 points on 2 shots. He had no Duncan Robinson. Dellen Wright had 2 points, 4 rebounds, and 1 assist in 29 minutes. And yeah, look, the Heat, they're missing Terry Rozier and Jimmy Butler, of course. But yeah, dead man walking. Celtics, 14 and 37 from downtown. Derek White had 38. He was incredible. 8 of 15 from deep. Tatum had 20, 11, and 5. Shot 5 of 14. Not great, but still. 17, 5, and 2 with 6 turnovers for Jaylen Brown. 7 of 18 shooting for his 17 points. But this is it. Derek White's incredible. He's going to pop up again in a second. Hashtag spoiler alert. Because Tatum and Brown were having a bit of a weird, wonky one. And he didn't let them shit the bed. So that was cool. Al Horford stepped in mightily for the extreme zinger meal. He was a plus 15. He had 7 points, 8 rebounds. And Holiday was good too. 11, 6, and 6. He hasn't been shooting it great. He went 1 of 4 from deep, 4 of 10 from downtown. But good job by Boston. They're up 3-1. OKC, giddy up. This game was unreal. They beat the Pelicans 97-89. The Pelicans' offense has just completely fucking fallen off a cliff this postseason, right? These playoffs. They have scored 92, 92, 85, and 89. In the year 2024, what are you doing, Pelicans? They've completely forgotten how to shoot. It all fell apart. They were shithouse. They stunk. It was horrible.
This is horrible. There's no other way to put it.
But also, OKC's defense was fucking unreal. But yeah, the Pelicans, they lose Zion. It's like, okay, Spindles Ingram, all up to you. And he's like, oh, fucking, I want no bar of this. Absolutely no bar. Zero bar here, please. Chop. No bar here. Chop. I want no bar of it. This game was neck and neck all the way until like the fourth quarter. The Thunder were down 5. It was 80-75. What did I just say the final score was? 89-97. That's a 22-9 run to close out this game. They actually had an 18-2 run in there that blew the doors off the Pelicans, turned them into the Pelicans. I think there was a Jose Alvarado block on SGA when they were up 5, which is the biggest lead, I think, of any either team for the entire game, right? McCollum misses the shot at the rim. Then Chet has this sick putback, and Josh Giddy up, smashes a 3, ties it back up at 80, and boom. You turn around, the Thunder up 93-82 after J-Dub hits another 3. Josh Giddy was instrumental in this. He was hitting shots. No one else on the Thunder was fucking looking likely. Josh Giddy goes, all right, boys, get him back. I'll just fucking channel a bit of Wazza, and away we go. And off he went. He was incredible, the Weet-Bix kid. Loved it. Like, the stats aren't going to blow you away, but God, he was good. J-Dub and Giddy got him going, and away they went. J-Dub hit that 3 with 3 minutes left, and you're like, pack her up, boys. They're done. And it was incredible. Hit a couple of massive 3s in that fourth quarter. Unreal. Great job. Oh, boy, do the Pelicans have some questions, because that is a sweep at the hand of a very inexperienced team. Oh, but we didn't have Zion. Yes, but you did have Spindles Ingram. My name is Jonas, CJ McCollum. You had Dyson Daniels. You had Naji Marshall. You had Trey Murphy. You had all your other dudes. And you were shit. And you couldn't score. Tough scene to lose Zion. We get it. But wow. Packer up Spindles Ingram. We'll talk about that later. The Pel shot 37% in this one. 26-2 for CJ McCollum. He had a pretty half-decent game. But they needed just like a CJ explosion game every so often, right? 32 points or something like that. And it just never happened. Trey Murphy, same sort of thing. This was a rough one. 7 points, 11 rebounds, 3 assists, but he shot 3 of 10 and 1 of 7 from downtown. They shot 8 of 34 from 3. Herb went 4 of 11 shooting, 1 of 3 from downtown. 2 of 7 for CJ. My name is Jonas was the only one who stood up. He had 19 and 13. Naji had 16 points off the bench as well, 4 of 7 from 3. And you're like, yeah, I feel like this is the entire idea. Piss off Spindles, play Naji, play Trey Murphy, play Dyson Daniels with CJ. And then my name is Jonas, Herb as well. You've got these interchangeable 3 and D wings with varying degrees of successful D-ing in the case of like Naji Marshall and Trey Murphy. But they've also got Jordan Hawkins waiting in the wings, right? So the Pelicans are a fascinating team this offseason. Anyway, the Thunder, 12 of 40 from three, 42% overall. SGA, 24 and 10 with three assists, two blocks, weapon, 8 of 21 shooting. It looked a little bit off, but still just did enough. Jalen Williams, a.k.a. J-Dub, unbelievable. 24, 8 and 4, two steals, a block, filled it up, 9 of 17 shooting. Giddy up! 14, 3 and 1. The 5 of 10 shooting was the important one to me. He was hitting everything. He had the swagger back. He's like, boys, we've got this one. Just dagger threes, 4 of 6 from downtown for him, 14, 9 and 5 for Chet. Dort had 11 with 2 of 5 for shooting from downtown. Isaiah Joe, Cason Wallace, Aaron Wiggins, they just did a number with Dort on Ingram. And you're like, ah, you know that Spindles was like hoping this would be his series. They went, that's cool. Nope, it's not going to be. Sucked in. OKC, sweep the Pelicans. Then finally, oh geez, up there in Denver.
The Lakers stink!
Well, they played a pretty decent game. 106-108, jamming Jamal Murray hits the game winner. The Lakers had him. And then they did not. There was a moment in the fourth quarter where Spencer Dinwiddie missed both free throws. And you're like, ah, oh, that's not good. Jamming Jamal Murray goes up the other way, hits a three. And you're like, that's a 5-point swing around. Jesus. They're up 6 points. Then the Lakers just fought back. It was sick. A useless Anthony Davis who gets fucking touched by Michael Porter Jr. Apparently he knocks his shoulder into fucking space. Ah, can't move my left arm. It's like the lightest of taps. LeBron hits a three, sets up Rui, gets a layup, boom, the Lakers get the lead back, back and forth the rest of the way. It was awesome. This last sort of like 6 minutes of this game is absolutely psychotic. There's that Michael Porter Jr. three. Fucking Reeves scores 6 straight points out of nowhere. You're like, God damn it. Is he going to be the hero that steps up? D'Lo hit a couple of shots. It was like 95, 97 or something. Jamal Murray, though, goes straight down the lane, untouched. D'Lo is just like watching him. These fucking stupid mouth guard hanging out. They have the weird AD challenge. It's successful. Down the stretch, they're just sort of trading buckets. And it was absolutely unreal fun. To when we get it to 106-108, you're like, how did we even get here? What has just happened in this last minute? Why is Jamal Murray like dry? Oh my God, he's got the ball. Oh my God, he's risen up and he's hit it. And they don't have any timeouts left. The Lakers, you're done. It was absolute chaos because Jamal Murray, like with 3 minutes to go, with a minute to go, answers back the LeBron sort of layup that he gets by. It's like 1 minute 30. LeBron scores that layup. Jamal misses the jumper. Aaron Gordon gets the offensive rebound, kicks it back out. Jamal Murray laces the three. And you're like, oh God, that was big. 106-104. They lead. LeBron gets fouled after Jokic misses like a shot in the lane, playing for the foul, doesn't get called. This came after the Lakers had missed a shot with Reeves or whatever. LeBron hits both free throws. It's tied up 106-106. And they sort of just run their offense. Jamal Murray gets to his spot, rises up, game-winning shot, kwapow, and LeBron gets corralled. Like, they had 4 seconds left. They had no timeouts. He runs into a trap, touring the Red Bull Prince, throws up a prayer, falls short. And everyone's like, wait, is that it? The game's over. Ah, geez. LeBron, he emptied the clip. He had 30 points, 9 rebounds, 11 assists, 4 steals, 11 to 21 shooting. Will he be a Laker next year? Yeah, nah. For the moment, I'm going to say yeah, because they'll just throw the bag at him. AD had 17, 15, and 4 with 2 blocks and only 1 arm, apparently. Reeves was fantastic. 19, 3, and 4 assists, 3 steals, 2 blocks, did a little bit of everything. It's also one of those ones where you look at Austin Reeves and you're like, can you give us a little bit more a little bit earlier? 15 and 5 for Rui Hachimura. And D'Lo, 14 points on 15 shots. Thanks for coming, D'Lo. 2 of 10 from downtown. I'm a big game player. Touring the Red Bull Prince went 0 of 5. Spencer Dinwiddie, the most feated off-season, mid-season acquisition. Ah, the trade buyout, guys. We love a good buyout. 6 points, 2 of 3 from downtown. Missed those free throws. Backbreaking shit. 16 of 38 from downtown went Denver. Jokic was incredible. He had a quiet game, and he somehow had 25, 20, and 9. What the hell, man? Yes, but they like horses even more. 12 and 21, he shot. 1 of 5 from downtown. 7 turnovers. Luckily, they had a jam in Jamal Murray. Strained calf and all, 32, 7 assists, 3 rebounds, 1 steal, 13 to 28, just a giant pair of stones on him. 5 of 10 from 3. He was incredible. Is there a better playoff performer outside of Jam and Jamal Murray? Jimmy Butler, Jim? Nah. Give me Jam and Jamal Murray. That dude does everything. God damn. Also, he's won a title. Michael Porter Jr., 26-4-1, 5-7 from deep as well. He shot 8 of 12. He was fantastic. Aaron Air Gordon, 13 rebounds, 6 assists, 7 points. KCP got hurt at 1 point, 2 of 10 shooting. Reggie Jackson hit 2 big threes. Nuggets win it, 4-1, the gentleman's sweep. You love to see. I love a gentleman's sweep. Just because I love the phrase gentleman's sweep. We're going to sweep you because we're substantially better than you, but we are gentlemen about it. So we'll let you have a win to feel a little bit better about yourselves, even though we kicked your ass. So, love that. Who was the NBA Australia Pro Performer of the Night, though, Jim? Wait, that's the wrong button. Press the button.
That's not a knife. That's a knife.
Two fantastic guards, Derek White and Jam Jamal Murray. Oh boy, Derek White. That was the exact game you needed from someone not named Tatum and Brown to allay all fear of, like, the Heat coming back and doing their, like, absolute fucking zombie impersonation, which they just love doing more than anything else, right? Like, I think what people in Miami love doing is zombie impersonations, doing fentanyl, and, like, I don't know, wearing white and going to the beach. That's the list. And leaving early. I still love that they left early that game. Derek White was absolutely fucking massive. And when you have somebody do that, it doesn't let Tatum and Brown shit down their leg. Like, they tried. They tried so hard. They tried so hard. But they didn't. He didn't let them. It was absolutely unreal. Finishes with a massive 38 points, 8 of 15 from downtown, 15 of 26 overall. Legendary gear. The thing is, he does this on the road in Miami, where you know how much Boston and Boston fans would have been shitting themselves if this was a 2-2 series going back to Boston. Derek White went, nah, none of that today. 15 and 26. The 4 rebounds, the 3 assists, the 3 blocks. He dunked on Bam a couple of times. It was fantastic. Derek White, unreal. And of course, Jam Jamal Murray, because he hit the game winner and sent the LeBron Lakers packing. 32 points, 7 assists, 3 rebounds, a steal, shot 13 and 28, and 5 of 10 from downtown on one leg. Meanwhile, Anthony Davis has got one arm and having a sook. Love to see it. Who was Spud of the Night?
Spud, 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 Spud of the Night.
Oh, you got to pull one out for Brandon Spindles Ingram, don't you? Do you, Jim? Yes. 2 of 14 shooting for Spindles today. Ooh, boy, that is bad. 0 of 3 from downtown. He ends up 8.6 assists, 2 turnovers. He finished this series 14.3 points, 4.5 rebounds, 3.3 assists. Shot 35% from the floor, 25% from the three-point line, 90% from the free throw line for a 45% true shooting percentage, which is, I'm no math magician, but fucking shit. 8 points on 2 of 14 shooting. Take a bow, Brandon Spindles Ingram, because I don't think you're long for the Pelicans. In terms of other players who may or may not have sputtered up tonight, there was, like, I don't know what, the 0-4 for Peyton Pritchard, whatever. Heyward Highsmith, 1-6. Isaiah Joe, 1-5. Zinger, 1-5 as well. Trey Murphy's 3-10 was pretty weird. The 1-7 from downtown, but you get that on the big jobs, I think. You know, are we really going to just penalize him for that? They were still really bloody good. Jackson Hayes was a bit of a spud because he actually got out there for like 7 minutes. He scored 1 point and was just running scared. He had 2 turnovers and was just like loss horrible, I'll tell you. But that's about it. I'll leave it at that. Old mate, no mates, though.
Old mate, no mates.
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 Who's got no mates today? Frank Vogel. I love just the coach assassinations after the season finishes. And Darvin Ham, where he's just like, yep, yeah, I had a good 2-year run. I'm probably done as Lakers coach. LeBron hates me. I'm fucking dead man walking, man. But hey, I'll get a sick payer. Poosh. Good on him. And Adam Silver, old mate, no mates. What do you mean, old mate, no mates, James? I have plenty of friends. Do you, Adam? Do you? Make me your vice president of common fucking sense, and then we can talk about mates. But Adam Silver is in the middle of negotiating the biggest TV rights deal in all time, and one of the things that is being thrown out there is NBC are trying to get the rights from TNT for like a record amount, which would be cool, because then we get Roundball Rock back. They'd sort of stream it, obviously, through, what is it, Peacock and all that sort of stuff. but had himself an ass to negotiate that with no LeBron, no KD, or no Stephen Curry in the second round of the playoffs for the first time since 2005. Adam Silver's just like, bring me Scott Foster. I'm going to have him killed. He's like, Monty McCutcheon, you're a dead man. Monty McCutcheon's like, I don't even ref these things, but you're in charge of making it. The craziest part was the refs tried their absolute hardest to keep the Lakers in that game today. They had 36 free throw attempts. The Nuggets had 9 at home. Chaos. Absolute chaos. They tried their hardest, the refs. Good. Bless their cotton socks. Anyway. Who got pantsed? Fatty, fat, 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 fatty, fatty, fat, fat. It is really weird that Miami can't win at home. Like, they just keep losing playoff games at home. It is really, really bad, like, how they just keep losing these playoff games at home. They just keep losing. It is weird. Because now I think that's what they've lost. The last two, they lost, like, 3. It's like 5 or 6 straight games. Like, it is absolutely crazy how they keep losing these games at home. But Tatum also pants Caleb Martin. He fucking obliterated Caleb Martin to the point where they're like, shit, should we put in Cody Martin? He's just sitting up there in the fucking stands. This is one of my old-timey NBA Australia things, right? Like, Markieff and Marcus Morris definitely swapped throughout their career. Because at the start, Markieff was good, then it was Marcus. I'm like, that's not how this usually works. As I've always said, the Robin Lopez, Brook Lopez thing, Robin should have cut his hair. And they sort of just gone, right, on defense, we're putting in Robin. Offense, Brooke, get out there. What the fuck are you doing? Cody Martin should have gotten out there after Caleb Martin got fucking killed by Jason Tatum today. And Derek White got Bam a couple of times as well. That was very, very nice. Who is better than Lonzo Ball, though?
Lonzo was the best player in high school. He was the best player in college. You think you're going to get to the pros and be like, I made it to the pros. Now I can be average. You're coming for everybody.
Coming for everybody. I'll tell you what. Just a couple of thunders. That's right. J-Dub, in his first playoff series, averaged 21-7-5-2, shot 53%, 39% from 3, and 75% at the line. And Josh Giddey, in his first ever playoff series, I tweeted this one out, 12-5-3 on 47% from the floor, 50% from 3, and 83% at the free throw line. What a pair of legends, and I'll tell you what, both of them have substantially more playoff career wins, career stats, and series wins than Lonzo Ball, who's never made the playoffs. Oh, that's just tough, Jimmy. He doesn't play basketball anymore. Yeah, well, we're going to have to change this to better than James Wiseman or better than Ben Simmons next year. I talked about that last year, but the better than Lonzo Ball sting is just too good. Hey, where are we? We're in the Larry Armour studio, so I can do the best Magic tweet of the day. Laker Nation, I'm feeling good about the Lakers today. They have great momentum going into tonight's game, and I think they're going to win tonight. Thanks, Magic. What another one. Here we go. Wow, another great game-winning shot by Jamal Murray. He played exceptional, scoring 32 points after being questionable with a calf injury going into today's game. The Lakers just didn't have an answer for him. What do we say? Thanks, Magic. And then it just peters off because the last one is... The Lakers have a great team effort, gave a great team effort to try and extend the series, but they just couldn't manage the load after AD got injured early in the third quarter. That sounds like an excuse, but anyway, thanks, Magic. I love it. I miss him so much. Just when I'm in the studio and I don't have that drop, I just need it on there. Anyway, let's do some YNRs right after this.
This is Cam Glidden.
This is Anthony Drimmick.
This is Mitch McCarron.
This is Jason Kadeet.
This is Daryl McDonald.
Hey guys, this is Hugh Greenwood.
Yo, what's going on? This is Ellie.
This is Mark Worthington, or commonly known as Wurtho, and you're listening to NBA Australia.
You're listening to NBA Australia.
And 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 you're listening to NBA Australia.
You're listening to NBA Australia.
All right, let's do some YNRs. Brought to you by the NBA Australia Shop. Get your merch.
Bebo.
Get your merch, get your merch.
Wear it.
Get your merch, get your merch. Get your merch, get your merch.
Yeah, do it. NBAAustralia.com/shop or just click there on the socials. All the nice, pretty pictures there. Go nuts. Hey, is Darvin Ham cooked in LA, Jim? Yeah, nah. Yes. Like, they'll try to appease LeBron. They'll probably draft Bronny. There's like reports already that it's like, yeah, they're open to drafting Bronny just to keep him happy. Really? The Lakers are open to keeping LeBron happy? Can we fire it? Oh, duh! No shit, Sherlock. Great job, everybody. We uncovered the mystery. Darvin Ham's future is in serious peril already. He's unlikely to return. LeBron's not going to answer whether he's going to be back, but either way, amazing gear. I think Darvin Ham, I feel like Lakers fans, like, pour one out, right? Like, it just, it sucks. You lose to the Nuggets two straight years. They fucking tear you up in between as well. What's that, an 8-1 record against them in the last two playoffs? Darvin Ham has, like, that sort of former player, very stubborn vibe. Jason Kidd has a lot of this as well, obviously. But doesn't it feel like, I mean, if Gabe Vincent is healthy, if Spencer Dinwiddie is healthy, I know that D'Lo is hitting some threes and stuff like that, but at some point you got to look at this roster and go, we have dudes. How will we shit with a healthy LeBron and a healthy Anthony Davis all fucking season? Like, Austin Reeves is good. Rui Hachimura is fine. Spencer Dinwiddie, Gabe Vincent, throwing the Red Bull Prince as your backup sort of four next to Rui. They never fucking played Max Christie, which was always weird. Christian Wood never played, always got hurt. You've got Vanderbilt as well. He got hurt. It just feels like this team somehow still underachieved, which is weird because it's the Lakers. Anyway, Anthony Davis gets hurt. Should they boot him off ASAP so he's not fucking sitting there just crying on the fucking floor for ages and just keep it moving? Boot him off. Go fucking piss off, idiot. If you can play, fucking play. If you can't, get off the fucking court. 4-on-5. It was weird. Yeah, nah, yeah. Actually, I can actually read the exact text I think I got from my boss because I think he basically floated this idea. And it was something just along the lines of, like, get the bum off the court. Tell him to stop sooking. It's time wasting. This should be an automatic sub, and AD should be moved to the bench. Look, it's one of those ones where it's like, he's, like, clearly been hurt. It's like, get him off. Like, why all the carry-on? It was weird. Anyway. Is that for Brandon Spindles Ingram in New Orleans? Yeah, nah, yeah. If only for the simple fact that they've got three dudes who can do his role probably better. Waiting in the wings. I know that Spindles Ingram is a very polished scorer, but he feels like the most Charlotte Hornets dude of all time. Right? Or Memphis or something like that. Just Brandon Ingram just on one of those teams, like, yes, that checks out. You know? We've got to think about what states have legalized weed. America. Anyway, but look, I think the trade package you can get for Spindles Ingram, while you just go, right, we're going to trade Murphy next to Zion and try to figure out this roster. If you can spin Spindles into something else, send him to, I don't know, Orlando, Miami, Philly, somewhere out east, whatever, off you go. Like, the way he was just deleted by the Thunder Wings, you're just like, oh, I think we're done here. Like, they shouldn't have been that bad without Zion. Like, they were pretty good during the season. They've been good at times without him. Ingram is your number one dude. It's all cool. The biggest problem is he was coming back from injury. So you're kind of like, how much do we read into this? And my entire point is, fuck him. He's gone. I'm going to read a lot into it. Because it's the same vibe every fucking time. Every time. Scotty Baxter, as a Mavs fan, I totally agree. Less D-Live, D-Gafford, and D-Exum equals Alice. That's right. They don't play any of the Ds. Guess what happens? Alice get fucking smashed. Hopefully Coach Kidd realizes that. Yeah, nah, yeah, look. Derek Lively, Daniel Gafford, D. Exum, Dante. If you take away the Ds from that Dallas lineup, you're left with Alice. And no one fucking cares, and that's how you lose games. Come on, Jason Kidd, get your head out your ass. Anyway, unpopular opinion of the day.
Now look at me, please. Look at me, look at me, look at me.
I still feel pretty good about New Orleans' future because they've got 1 millionth picks. They've still got Zion, but obviously he keeps getting hurt when it's important. But still, you look at Jordan Hawkins, you look at, obviously, Trey Murphy. Najee Marshall. They've just got wings coming out the wazoo. And I feel like you just got to go, right, I think we can be a sick running gun team with Zion, with CJ, and Dyson is like, you know, the sort of defense-oriented point guard that comes off the bench. Kind of like that. Anyway, should we do some cooked rankings? Most frustrating teams is what we usually do for the unpopular opinion of the day, but the cooked rankings at the moment are Phoenix are more cooked even than the Lakers, and then the Pelicans are a little bit behind them. I'd actually have Miami have the head of the Pelicans just because you look at that team and you're like, right. Is your upside getting Kevin Durant this offseason? Phoenix, like they're cooked for the simple fact that they owe Bradley Beal $150 million over the next 3 years, and he has a no-trade clause, and he can't play seemingly with Bradley, with Devin Booker and Kevin Durant. And seemingly they all hate each other and Frank Vogel. So that team is fucking cooked, mate. Matt Ishbia is just like, huh. Wow, I really Prokhorov this one. And it goes back to like when he grabbed that ball in that Denver series, right? They haven't won a game since, which is pretty incredible. Remember that when he like grabbed the ball and took it away from Jokic? And you're like, yeah, this guy might be a bit of a D-hole. And here we are. Anyway, they are the cooked rankings at the moment. Phoenix, Lakers, Miami, Pelicans. For the rest of the series is, I mean, Philly are going to be edging up there in the cooked rankings. Unless they can pull something out their ass and get like a Spindles Ingram to put next to Maxi and Embiid. Or, I don't know, Kevin Durant. Just saying. All right. Speaking of which, that's a bit of an outback take ass right there, I guess, isn't it? Yes. It's Tuesday at Outback, and you know what that means? Oh, yeah, walking the squids to daycare and gear today. There's cricket bats out the side. Just whack, 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 whack. That's right. Just the local ducks. The population has been denuded a little bit. But we've got bloody great roast duck only at Outback. That's right, straight off the Princess Park Lake. it goes great too. I'll tell you what, today's flame grill take is LeBron James will be a Golden State Warrior next year. I don't know. Look, I think who's more likely to leave, do you think? KD or LeBron? I feel like KD is much more likely to look around and go, yeah, this is fucked. Get what you can for me. I'll catch a poose. Like, goes either back to Golden State or OKC. Goes to Philly, maybe next to Embiid. Because you feel like, you look at the way that Philly is constructed. You go Maxi, Embiid, KD. Makes so much more fucking sense than Booker, Beal, and KD. Just saying. Maybe go hang out with Kyrie again on Dallas. That'd be pretty fucking funny. You know how angry Luka would be at that? That'd be awesome. But yeah, maybe KD back to the Warriors is pretty funny. But LeBron going, right, fuck this. I'm staying in California, but I'm moving up the highway. We're going to San Francisco. Are you going to San Francisco? If you draft my son, LeBron will be there. Amazing. But I think KD's more likely than LeBron to leave. I think it's going to be hilarious. This offseason is set up to be incredible because who knows what the fuck's going to happen. It's going to be amazing. All right. Quick Australian Player Watch right after this.
This is Shane Heal, and you're listening to NBA Australia.
All right, let's do it. Josh, giddy up, giddy up. What a game from the Mop Top Mamba today, the Weet-Bix kid himself. I really enjoyed that. The three-pointers just like, hey, it's a weakness in my game, is it? Fucking quapow! 29 minutes, 14 points, 3 rebounds, 1 assist, 1 block. Plus 12 in a game they won by 9. 8, rather. 5 of 10 shooting, 4 of 6 from 3. Love that on you, Josh Giddey. In that same game, Dyson Daniels, the dustbuster, he has bowed out of the playoffs with a did-not-play coach's decision. I feel like he should have played. I feel like Dyson Daniels, Jose Alvarado, it's like, surely we can figure this out. Surely. Patty Thrills, Patty Mills, as I already mentioned, he had the 9 points against the Celtics after Eric Spoelstra went, yes, we should play the really good gun off the bench. 22 minutes, 3 of 8 shooting, 1 of 4 from downtown, 2 of 3 at the line, 1 rebound, 1 assist. He was a +5 in a game they lost by fucking 14 points. Patty Thrills, you absolute weapon. So that is the most he's played since the end of March, when he played 28 minutes in that massive blowout over Portland. He also played 22 in a massive blowout against Cleveland. He had a wicked game against Cleveland as well prior to that in the middle of March. But look, it was just good to see Patty getting out there getting some run, wasn't it? Happy bloody days, mate. Happy bloody days. More Patty, more of the time. And that was it for the Aussies today, because we've got Jingles up against Cleveland. We've got the Mavs dudes as well. But that is it. Pour one out for Dyson Daniels. He and his Pelicans are out of the playoffs, leaving us with five remaining Aussies. That's right. Josh Giddey, Paddy Thrills, Jingles, and the Mavs pair of Greeny and Sexem Up Exem. All right. What about an Andrew Gay's Grey Mamba Award for outstanding achievement in the field of, I believe it's some sort of excellence. Andrew Gay's Grey Mamba. All right, we're going to pour one out. LeBron is in season 21. He averaged 25.7 points a game, 7.3 rebounds a game, 8.3 assists, and shot 54% from the floor and 41% from three. That is stupid. The dude is a million years old, and he averaged a 26, 7, and 8. Whoa. Absolutely gnarly. God, he's good. So, yeah. Pretty bloody good. There was also a very fun one about Derek White, and I wanted to mention this earlier, but it's like it is a bit of an Andrew Gay's Grey Mamba Award, because there's like three players ever to have 35-plus points, 8-plus threes, and 3-plus blocks in a game. It's Derek White, Dame Lillard, and Vince Carter. That is cool as hell. So happy days there. Love it. Think it's awesome. And it's some pretty good excellence. All right, what about the Patty Mills Game Day Ball or Game Day Twitter check-in? Let's do it. Patty. He's had a lot of posts of late, so that's me. Get out of the road, me. Come on, Baller Pat. There he is, setting the stage for another first round showdown. Just him with the ball in his hands, ready to go. On your Patty. Love that. He was ready. He was fired up. Ready to kick some ass. And he did. That's fantastic. All right, tomorrow, let's do some game previews. Game previews. Thanks, Inadvertent Bane.
Not a problem, Jim. How's it all going?
Oh, yeah, not bad. Today's games were really, really fun. So we're going to hang out and watch them all and just, you know, the two screens going at once. It was bloody good. Tomorrow, what do we go on the picks, though, today? I think we went one of the three. We nailed the OKC one. Denver didn't cover and the Heat did not cover. 14. Ooh, the Heat might have actually covered by the end of it. By the time I actually bet that this morning. Anyway, we'll go 1-3. Tomorrow, we have three more games. We have Philly at the New York Knickerbockers of New York City. The Knicks are 3.5-point favorites to close out this series against Philly on their home floor. Will they do it? Yes. Will they cover that 3.5-point line? Gonna go Philly plus 3.5. I think Embiid has like one absolute monster game in him. And they just keep this close and New York win an absolute thriller by like one or two. Because all these games, it feels like, has just been just decided right in the guts of it. This one's going to be absolute tooth and nail. But at the same time, I'm also sort of tossing around the idea that Philly just have zero fight in them. But Nick Nurse, he might have something up his sleeve, surely. I just don't think Philly have got the horses. I think their roster is like strength, like it's weirdly overrated. Because it does feel like this might be the random Tobias Harris game, which would be the exact funniest thing in the fucking world if Tobias Harris went, all right, we're staving off elimination. Oh, I guess I better drop 30 out of nowhere. But between like Maxey and Lowry, like Lowry has had like a surprisingly awesome series. Oubre is just empty stats to the max. Buddy Hield has just gone completely MIA. Batum. Oh, maybe I should have some sort of series-saving massive game. Oh, and Embiid's got one leg. I'm going to take Philly plus 3.5 because it would be hilarious if they won this game. But I also feel like they just have like one random just explosive game in them. But they could also just like shit down their legs and fucking get killed by the Knicks, who will be up and about. But the Knicks just keep losing players. Like they just keep dudes getting injured left, right, and center. But look, I'll take Philly plus 3.5. We'll see how we go. Orlando at Cleveland. A fascinating game tomorrow. 4.5-point underdogs are Orlando after two massive ass-kickings at home. I think this stays with the home teams. Cleveland, look, I know that Orlando have been one of my favorite picks all season, but I think Cleveland, just the way that they sort of played at home, the 4.5-point favoritism is still pretty warranted after the two games they played there at home that were really, really good. I love Orlando. I might go Cleveland -4.5, and I don't think I like it. And then the last one, Pacers Bucks. It looks like both Dame and Giannis aren't good to go. So it feels like Indy -4.5 in Milwaukee, right? Yeah, it's just kind of a bit sad. Dame, Giannis, no good. Like, without them, they put up a fight in that last game, but I just can't see them winning a game, even at home, without their dudes. It's like, oh, but they just got so much heart. Yeah, Bobby Porter's got kicked out. Anyway, the Pacers are 4.5-point favorites. Is that right? Just check that number. Yeah, 4.5. It looks like Dame and Giannis aren't good to go yet, but I'm still going to go Indy. I think they run over the top of them. Give me the Pacers offense again against this Bucks team. Doc Rivers, what a funny set of circumstances we have tomorrow. You got Philly, New York. You got Orlando, Cleveland in an awesome series that no one's paying attention to, really. And then Bucks, Pacers. Doc Rivers trying to stave off elimination. Tough scenes. But we'll be all back here tomorrow to wrap it all up for you. So in the meantime, make sure you're following NBA Australia on Twitter, Face the IG. We're all over the socials, obviously. Same with the AFL Today Show. That's a fun one. I host that. Check that out on YouTube. You can watch this one on YouTube. You heard Andrew Gaze at the start of the show saying that you can hear and watch it. You can do that. So subscribe on the YouTube channel. We'll try to get more fun shit up there as well. I am doing the morning picks as well. So make sure you're all over those, reels on IG and Facey and shit. Get around NFL Australia, the AFL Today Show, the Cricket Today podcast, the Football Today podcast, and Hold All Tickets, all the stuff that we do. And check us a rating review on your Apple Podcast, Spotify, YouTube, whatever app you use on your Android phone. It does help out heaps, so please get around it. Leave a review. Jim, you're doing a great job. You're doing like 10 shows a week, but the quality is amazingly good. Thanks. That was a good review by me. That was like the time I did my own magic tweets. God, they were good. Anyway, get around the NBA Australia shop, nbaaustralia.com/shop, or just click through on the socials. They're right there. Get a t-shirt, get a hoodie, get a stubby holder, get a bloody coffee mug. There's only a couple of those left. Big thanks always go to From Oslo for the intro and outro song. Check out House Hats, Joshua De Laurentiis, Fascinated, Goldmines, Ramshackle Army, Iowa, Sex Jedi, Green, and Dozers as well for all the tunes you hear throughout the show. Smash them all on Bandcamp, Triple J on Earth, Facey, Apple Music, Spotify, have you follow your bands, all that good stuff. Remember, NBA Australia supports Australian bands, so should you. All right, we will catch you tomorrow, you dickheads. We'll finish up with a deli review because why bloody hell not? And in the meantime, this is NBA Australia saying, how good are these playoffs? We've said goodbye to the Pelicans. We're pouring one out for Dyson Daniels. The Lakers are out. LeBron James is done. Unbelievable. The Suns are cooked. Unbelievable fun. How good is it? Pretty bloody good. All right, we'll catch you tomorrow. Look after yourselves. And remember, later is it now. Oi, 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 how the fuck are you? It's your old man, mate Dally over here, just swinging by. Just a little bit of a pop culture update and whatever and shit like that because, like, you know, it's off-season. We lost in the NBL Finals. I've been watching my pies and shit like that. I went to the Anzac Day game. It was fucking sick as. Still can't believe we didn't fucking win. What's going on there? Ties are fucked, mate. Just play overtime. But, yeah, so just, like, you know, revving up for Paris Olympics and shit. Like, just texting Gorge all the time, going, Gorge. Am I in the team yet? He's like, Dally, fucking training camp hasn't even started, mate. Fucking settle down, bro. You're in the squad. Fucking chill. I'm like, nah, bro. Just fucking send me to fucking Paris, bro. I'm like, anyway, so look, I'm just been hassling Gorge. I've been working on my game. Just, you know, shredding the little tackers, like, ankles out there in the backyard and stuff, in the driveway. I'm like, just cooking him. It's like, mate, you're 5. Like, you should be better. Like, what are you doing? So, like, me and Plugger, when we grew up in Maribor, we shred each other's ankles, like, from the time we were, like, 5 through to, like, 18 and shit, you know? Till I went to the AIS when I was like 16 and shit. Still playing footy and shit, but anyway. Yeah, look, pop culture, the missus, she's like, we're watching this Shogun Telly show. And I'm like, all right. And I've sort of talked about it already, but fuck, it's good. Like, I'm just like, I got to read. It's a lot of reading. Why am I reading so much? I'm like, this is a telly show. It's fucking subtitles. What am I? Some sort of Professor Deli? That's not how it fucking goes. I fucking struggle to read the best of times. Fucking bullshit. Anyway, show's really good though. So, like, it's got fucking... Where is it? Japan? Fucking love Japan. Remember when we won that fucking medal there? It was sick. But otherwise, like, yeah. Like, Shoguns and stuff, like all the samurais, like that Tom Cruise movie and the Ninja Turtles, number 3. Yeah, just like that, but even better. So, yeah, it's fucking good, though. I don't really know what's going on, but it's really engrossing, so go check it out. Like, 20 out of 10 Deli Ones. What's it on? It's on, like, the Disney's or whatever. So, yeah, it's bloody good, Shoguns. Yeah. All right, check it out. All right, that'll do us for this week. Catch you next time. Later, fuckers. Deli out.